This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107, trending this hour.
Lady Gaga was on Jimmy Kimmel last night and answered the questions that we were all asking.
Yeah, like, what's going on with you and Bradley, girl?
Also, there's details on a extended version of A Star Is Born that I've got. We'll get to both of those stories in a minute.
Ariana Grande is trending after the announcement that she will be headlining the Manchester Pride concert. And there were a lot of people being like, what? But she's straight. That's fine.
Yeah, like Lady Gaga's straight too, and the gay community embraces the hell out of her, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a fit.
Okay, so the Jonas Brothers. I think they're going. Okay, so they all blacked out their social media and their previous posts. And I think they're going to reunite as just Jonas. And they have a new song coming out tomorrow called Sucker.
Okay, so
I can't wait. Have you ever really listened to the Jonas Brothers?
Either they all blacked out their social media.
It's happening.
Or you just can't find them anymore.
What? Not true. Okay, Victoria's Secret is trending. They're closing 53 stores across North America as sales have declined. Like, I'm looking at millions of dollars that they're losing. So I guess it's just not a secret anymore that women don't care for your over-expensive bras. I'm sorry, nobody's going in there to pay $95 to $110 for a push-up bra when you can go to Winners and get one for $45. See ya. I know you're upset. You're looking over there like, oh God, there's not going to be any more Victoria's Secret.
Is this the end of lingerie?
Okay, talk to me about Lady Gaga.
First, A Star Is Born will return to theaters next week with 12 minutes of new footage. An extended performance and a really cool scene with Gaga and Bradley Cooper as they're on an empty stage working on a song that has been previously unreleased to this point called Clover.
You know I'm going to watch that, right?
I know you're going to the theater, yeah. That's next week already that's excited. Happening.
Okay, so she was asked on The Late Show, what's the deal?
On Kimmel, yeah. If there was actual love there, because there was so much speculation at the Oscars performance. This is her answer.
Yes, people saw love, and guess what? That's what we wanted you to see.
Yes.
You know, I mean, this is a love song, Shallow. And from a performance perspective, it was so important to both of us that we were connected the entire time. I mean, like, when you're singing love songs, that's what you want people to feel.
I want to talk about Thunder from Down Under, which is coming to River Cree for a few nights, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 17th to May 19th at River Cree. You have been to Thunder from Down Under.
No, I haven't.
Oh. What strippers did you go to that you were saying, like, it's so awkward?
I've never been.
Oh. Well,
I watch, like, videos online and stuff, though.
wait,
let me explain.
Cool.
No, that's good. No, I don't mean I, like, lay in bed and, like, Google search male strippers performing. I just mean, like, I've seen footage what they do at these events, and it's actually insane how crazy women get for this. Like, I have two girlfriends that I graduated with, and they go to Vegas all the time for Thunder from
Thunder
Down
from
Under.
Down Under, yeah.
See, I don't even know what it's called.
Okay.
Get off my back.
No, you're acting.
These crowds of women go absolutely crazy. Like, you see those, like, firefighter fundraisers and stuff like that where they walk the runway and they take their shirt off and these girls are, like, throwing their shirts on the stage and, like, shaking their boobs. I've never been that girl because I've dated guys that look like that and, like, they're meh. So
I don't know if you have guys with abs that, like, you could crack walnuts on.
Yeah.
Okay.
My ex-boyfriend had a six pack. He did.
Yeah, but he couldn't be a male stripper.
Yeah, he could.
Downtown was good too. Why'd you guys break up then?
Too much yard work for me. I'm not a country girl.
Okay.
Just
so
kidding.
Are you going to go and check out? Cause I think you and all your single girlfriends who go to the bars on the weekend looking for guys may as well just go and get, like, fulfilled at the strippers instead.
That's not what we're into. That's a different breed of women that go to that stuff.
your friend peer group would be type one that you would see there. Come on, I could start naming off your friends. They would go nuts for the nuts.
No, for me, it makes me feel really awkward. Like, you see those bachelorette parties where a guy shows up to the house and he's naked and just wearing an apron serving drinks. I'm like, ah, no, I'll get my own beer. He's too greased up for my liking.
Wait,
it makes me uncomfortable.
Did you use all my olive oil, Sven? And I made a comment that you and your friend group would enjoy the male strippers more than most ladies I know. And now one of your friends has called in. What's up?
I'm Lisa's best friend, and I take personal offense to that comment. Totally not our style. I like to hunt, not have my meat served to me on a platter.
I asked a question yesterday on Facebook. What mundane task have you been putting off for an absurdly long time? As I tried to tackle a job yesterday, it didn't work though. I have like these speaker wires that stick out of my wall, and they're from old speakers that like don't exist anymore. It's like 90s technology. And all I need to do is cap them, like put the caps on them and screw them in, but I haven't. Because I was kind of worried about like starting a fire in my walls if there was still power to the cords. There's not. I checked that out. But then the caps didn't fit last night. So I still just have these open holes all throughout my living room.
Looks good.
So I'm coming up on 2 years that I've owned that house and not done this job. I don't know what it is about. I think a lot of humans feel this way. That there's just certain jobs for whatever reason you always put off.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was reading this like Twitter thread about people that misunderstand ADHD and how it's like a lot more heart-wrenching than people think. Like when you go, oh, that person has ADHD, it's like kind of a joke. It's like, no, seriously, people that are diagnosed with it, there's a reason why they have 14 towels on the floor. Because even just putting away towels or throwing them down the laundry chute is like a task for them. Like they don't complete things.
Right.
And it's a serious thing that just they deal with. So a lot of people have a lot of lists of things that they're like, yeah, I just haven't gotten around to it, or I haven't finished it. There's those type A personalities that write out their lists and they get stuff actually done and they mm-hmm. cross them off. And then there's people like me who I'm like, okay, I know I have to do all of this stuff, but I'll get to it eventually.
Yeah. Well, I have ADHD and was diagnosed with it. So now I just feel like I'm validated for leaving towels everywhere. So thank you. I feel great right now.
Yeah, like, but I stress over the list too. So I don't know. I'm like a kind of a mixture of both. Like I do like to get things done. Like yesterday I crossed off a lot of things I wanted to get done. Man, does it ever feel good to do that?
Mm.
But it takes so long to get.
Especially if you smoke weed first.
I don't smoke weed.
No, okay. But I'm just saying, I've heard that if you have a big list of stuff to do and you smoke, no, like that's when the ADHD comes out full force.
Oof, yeah.
You start washing the dishes and then you're like, oh, you know what? This reminds me of, I need to have a bath. Like, what?
Yeah, like right now on my mind are taxes, getting a new vehicle, organizing my wallet, losing that extra 10 pounds, shaving my legs, flossing my teeth, updating my LinkedIn profile, and texting that guy back.
Well, you really do have a mental list.
Yeah, so I don't know. I would love to get assessed of what my personality is like, because the odds of me actually getting any of that done,
well,
slim to none.
I got an idea. I would start with texting that guy back, because maybe he's maybe he's really good at getting stuff done, and then he'll go buy you that new car.
He's got TurboTax, it's loaded, it's ready to go.
Exactly.
This text is so good. Hello, I love this too, because it's a first-time texter. Thank you for listening, Paige. She says, I listen every morning. I wanted to text in about leaving tasks because it reminded me of this carpet I started making when I found out my niece was going to be born. I wanted to have it done by the time she turned one. She's turning 13. I should probably finish it.
What is making a carpet? I didn't know you could even
Like a nice little rug or something for the kid in their room? I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah,
but
like knitting a throw or something?
Sure. I'm always fascinated with people that have those types of hobbies, though. That take time out of their everyday to sit down and and knit something or crochet something, finish a puzzle.
Or like do that fancy writing,
yeah.
Calligraphy. Yeah, there's some interesting hobbies out there. I think for most people, it's just a gateway out of their mind.
That's
smart.
You
know what I mean? Like, puzzles are the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't want to think about, like...
the list of things you have to do.
Or why I haven't talked to my best friend in 2 weeks and start feeling guilty and then get into a little spat of anxiety. I'd rather just, like, lose myself in a puzzle for a bit.
Why don't you just call your best friend?
Or that, yeah.
JJ texted in saying, fixing the towel rack. It's been 2 years.
Yeah, towel rack seems to be a common trend. Mm-hmm. I saw that posted on my Facebook as well. Hope says, I decided we'd redo the flooring in my house, so I ripped up the linoleum. That was 2 years ago. We still just walk on the subflooring. Whoops. And Stephanie says, I put off an oil change for 2 years. On New Year's Day, I was like, new year, new me. I'm going to get an oil change. But they were closed.
Just kidding. You need a bus pass now. Yeah, Mel wrote in saying, we have a broken glass pane in our pantry. It's been 10 years. But we can't replace just the pane itself. We would need a whole new door. So one day we'll fix it. Yeah. 10 years.
I had a washer and dryer that broke down. Well, like washer did, and so I put them on Kijiji, bought a new set, and just had them in the entrance. How long was that for?
I would say 4 months at least.
Because I kept on thinking somebody would bite on Kijiji.
And no,
I think I ended up selling the pair for like $200.
Yeah.
What do you got for us?
16 years ago, my dad decided to rip apart the shower in our basement because it was leaking.
Sorry, 6 years ago, you said?
16
years ago, okay.
Yeah, I was 10 when it started. I'm now 23 and he just finished it.
Oh my gosh. So was the shower unusable for that span?
Yes, I had to shower in my parents' room.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Yes, because our main bathroom was only a tub, and I was like, well, that's not happening.
Is that like your dad's personality? Does he do that often, or was it just that one task?
No, because then he starts a new project, and a new one, and a new one, and a new one.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Thank you so much, Stacey.
No worries.
So yesterday for Anti-Bullying Day, or hashtag Pink Shirt Day, we aired this fake initiative called Lend a Lisa, where I said I'd hang out with anyone who needed a friend. And, like, just all fun and games.
Well, because, yeah, like, the concept of the joke was, like, you're not allowed to just go and hang out at schools. Continue.
You'd be arrested if you were on the playground, Lisa.
Right.
But no, I actually did get an email from a heartbroken mother over the current bullying situation of her 9-year-old daughter. And it really shook me. Like, reading this email, you could tell that this mom was at a point where she just feels guilty and sad and heartbroken over... like, that's my number one fear.
Mm-hmm.
If and when I become a parent, is making sure that they're being taken care of at school and kids are being kind to them. So, guess what? We're going to take that fake commercial and make it a reality for her daughter. I called her mom immediately after the show yesterday and demanded that she let her daughter get a Friday morning off of school to be able to come in and be my best friend on our show. So
wait,
this is going to happen.
Our?
I said that.
No, you said my best friend. I called. She's going to be our best friend.
Okay, you can be in on this. Absolutely. We're not going to pick favorites here. We're all going to be equally best friends.
Fine.
Deal?
Deal.
Okay, so yeah, she's going to be a great co-host with us, and this is going to shake down next Friday. So please make sure that you guys are tuning in and giving her some love. She aspires to be a singing superstar,
mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll get her on for a little karaoke session. But the more support we can get and texts and phone calls, the better.
And she's 9, right?
She's 9 years old.
Yeah, so we're going to, we'll make the day as special as we can for her, and she can rub it in all the bullies' faces.
I'm a superstar.
Yeah. Tell me something good. What do you want to be known as?
Okay.
For the next chunk of your life?
Just a little stretch here.
I'm thinking about becoming a record player guy.
As you should.
Your dad actually hooked me up with a record player that he found.
My dad likes you more than he likes me.
Yeah?
I was like, what do you mean you got him a record player? What did I get?
Nothing.
Crickets?
Was the answer. Yeah. Anyway, so, I've started, like, I was at the bookstore the other day and they have a record section.
Yeah.
At Indigo, I think. Is that what the bookstore is called?
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I should buy a bunch of these and, like, embrace this.
Yes.
I'm always jealous when I see somebody who has, like, a proper record collection. So that's what I'm throwing out there as what I want to do with the next, like, year of my life is be like the guy that has a pretty good record collection.
Like when people come over, you're like, you want to hear some Bob Marley?
Yeah.
But like, it's going to sound crisp and actually good.
Come and sit in this room, Mon.
Mon?
Okay. Bob Marley.
I know, I processed it as I was saying it. I probably sounded really dumb there. Okay, so I want to be known as, okay, two things. Yesterday, I went and got an oil change. Thank you. Yes, I know. It takes a lot for me to do things like that.
Congratulations.
If my dad is listening right now, I did it. You know how you get like the annual text from your dad that's like, it's tax season or it's time for you to get an oil change.
Right.
Didn't even need to get the text to remind me. I went and did it. But I brought a coupon with me. Right now, Mr. Lube will give you free windshield wipers if you get an oil change with them. You have to have the coupon.
That was my nickname in high school.
Mr. Lube. But I've always been, I don't want to say judgy, but I've always felt like uncomfortable being like, here's a coupon. Like, I always feel like I'm an inconvenience to the employees. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just always feel weird about that. But no, this time I rolled into the shop and I was like, I need some windshield wipers. You guys are taking these right now. She's like, yep. And that was it. It was over. And they installed them. And I was like, I just got a $40 value of windshield wipers for free. I want to be a coupon person. That's who I want to be.
Careful, though, because I tried to be a coupon person and I didn't get a second date. And I think it's because of the coupon.
You pulled out a coupon on a first date? That's different. Don't be first date coupon guy.
Okay.
I love Thug Life so much because some people have really serious ones. Other people write in and they're like, didn't have milk, ate my cereal anyway. You know what I mean?
Dry.
Yeah.
So exactly. Yeah. That's why it's such a...
It's so thuggy.
Great topic. Anyway, we'll get into that coming up in a few minutes. You had an uncomfortable situation shakedown yesterday.
Well, okay, I love my doctor so much. She's so cool. Like, I always stay longer than I probably should because we're, like, chatting and stuff, which I feel bad. There might be an appointment after me. But no, yesterday, she only is booked till noon for physicals, like, in the morning. And I was the last appointment, so it was fine. Anyway, so I'm sitting there. And I always feel like when you go in for a physical and they give you that paper gown thing that has, like, an opening in the front, I'm like, what's the point?
Aren't those supposed to go in the back?
I don't know. I think I may have wore it backwards. No, they wanted it open in the front for physicals because they check your, like, they check your breasts and stuff.
Got it.
So anyway, I'm like, there's no point. She's going to see me anyway. So I'm always like kind of relaxed with mine. I'm not covering. I just kind of sit there, chill.
So she opens the door thinking you're going to be wearing something and you're just buck on the table?
Yeah, well, I have it on, but like open. Who cares?
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm like, I need you to refer me to a dermatologist because I'm like I have a lot of beauty marks.
Moly, 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 moly. Okay.
So she's filling out the form, but she needs to know how many tattoos I have, right? So I start counting them. I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever. She's like, I love that one on your arm. That one's my favorite. And I was like, which one? And she points at the one that your daughter put on me. It's a fake tattoo. That was her favorite.
She didn't comment on any of the other ones?
No. She's like, when'd you get those other ones? I was like, 18. I know. I regret it. I feel like so many of us have that one tattoo that you're like, why did I? What?
Like the one that kind of looks like the toilet seat?
Looks like a toilet seat, yeah, but it's supposed to be a horseshoe.
Because you and your friend got
your little hisses.
Little hisses.
Little hisses.
But yeah,
so
it looks like a toilet seat.
That was a moment.
Well,
that
at least
was cool.
My daughter picks out good tattoos.
She does. It's like a cute little hummingbird. She's like, you should actually get that one. I'm like, God, thanks, Doc.
I got one that she designed on me. And right before I went in for knee surgery, they're like, hey, that's a really nice tattoo. Can you tell us the story behind it? I was like, yeah, my daughter did it.
Yeah. Drooling.
Peace. One of our favorite segments on the show, Thug Life. I was even thinking about pitching the idea of doing Thug Life Thursday, just so we do it every week. That's how much fun we have with it. It's just where you brag about something you've done lately that's, quote, badass,
yeah.
Unquote. Yeah.
So Jamie texted in saying, I ordered a couple of donairs from this pizza place. When I went to pick them up, they were donair pizzas. She had my money in her hand and said she'd have to throw them out if I didn't want them. I took my money out of her hand and I took the pizzas, saying, well, since you're throwing them out, and I ran out.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
That's stealing.
Y'all get it twisted. Thug Life. This text here from Joshua says, I flew home and took my dog back from my cheating fiance. Wow.
Yeah, that's badass.
dog life.
You have one about a dog as well. Fire away.
Okay, so I actually wanted to get my second dog, but I didn't tell him at first. So what I did was I applied for the dog and then told him after I had applied and told him it might take years. But then I got the dog in like a month.
And your new dog was supposed to be a service dog, but it failed the test, right?
Yeah, dropout.
Just dropout dogs. My dog's a dropout dog student.
Started smoking.
Yeah.
That's the sound of the police. Just to clear that up, she was talking about her boyfriend who she lied to, kind of, about getting the dog.
It's a little white lie. Like, once that dog's in the house, it's like every dad. When you get a new dog in the family home, they're the ones that are like, ugh, I don't want this dog. But they're the ones that cuddle that pooch every single night on the couch.
No, they're the ones that clean up the poop.
And that.
You got any thug lives lately? Accomplished anything badass?
I think I've just accepted that I have a sweating problem. People, if you don't like my pit stains, don't look at them.
Thug life.
So last weekend you tweeted that you and your girlfriends were heading out and you wondered where all the hot bearded dudes hang out. You've since had a few people reach out to say like, yo, Lisa, where are those hot bearded dudes? Yeah. Did you ever figure out the mystery?
So Kate wrote in, yeah, wondering like, help me out, girl. And I wrote back saying, I don't know, man. Like, it got to the point where my girlfriends and I were so depressed with the responses on Twitter, because they were all just like married men that were like, I'm at home. I was like, oh, this is not helping. So we just drank too much vodka, and who knows if we saw hot dudes with beards. We didn't even know our own names
right
that night.
Yeah.
I have some like recently single girlfriends, so we're just like going out and having fun with each other and not really actually at the end of the day paying attention to the men around us. But I think I figured it out for any woman listening, yeah, or guy.
You've put in some time this week thinking about it.
I really have.
Yeah.
This is it.
All right.
You got to find those like underground shows, not the mainstream mainstream concerts, the ones where you can only get tickets at like Blackbird Record Store on White Ave.
Or like your buddies selling the tickets.
Yes. And that's the concert that these single bearded dudes go to with the perfect hair, the nice tan jeans, the cool little the shirts that button all the way up to the neck. That's where they're going.
That's very uncomfortable with a beard to do that button all the way to the top.
You got
to
commit.
Yeah, it's commitment. There's also bearded dudes. I think I can help you as well.
Okay, where are they?
Right, like behind Rogers.
At Mercer?
No, the other way. Like in the back alley there. I've seen a lot of bearded dudes hanging out there. That's what you're into.
You know, you always do make a valid point about homeless men. They have the best hair.
They have gorgeous hair, and you know why? No, they don't put shampoo in it.
That's what I mean.
They don't put all those chemicals in it. They just let it be.
You think that makes people lose their hair?
Yeah. The happy rap segment we do on the show here. I feel like if I didn't get into radio, I may have committed to a long career in hip-hop.
It seems like you're still trying to. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
All right, so this one. The subject I've taken on today is expensive bills that you have to pay off as it's the first tomorrow.
Optimism is key. Let's do this.
Paying invoices gives me thrills because I'm keeping the economy strong with dollar bills.
Aww.
Make it rain on Shaw and Tellus. Hey, Bell and Rogers, you a little jealous?
Uh-huh.
Gonna tackle my bills, that's right, because I'm getting paid tonight. $0 in my bank in sight. My budget will be like my leather pants. They're very tight. They're very tight. Dang, better not stop at the convenience store and get those scratch and win tickets. I never win, you know. I gotta get my ass straight to home and pay all these bills for show. Here I am all paid up, fed the fishes, got some extra scratch for skip the dishes. Tell
yeah.
my girl I'll get whatever she wishes. Kung Pao chicken, that's delicious.
Mm-mm.
Here I am, it's all cleared up. Don't have to worry about bills for another month. Even though they were expensive, I got it done. Oh wait, my credit card.
Aw, man.
Shucks. We are officially 1 month and a half away from the new season of Game of Thrones. It's like, it's exciting, but it's also so sad that this is the last season. It's such a good show. It's really like one of those shows where you have to put your phone down to watch too.
You won't know what's going on if you are looking at your phone.
You just get lost in it, which is the best.
So when I tried to get into it, every scene was too dark for me. I was like, there's one candle lit. Who's in this scene right now? I can't see.
You just need to turn the brightness up on your TV, maybe.
But I think people who enjoy the show and watch every episode are still kind of confused when it comes to characters.
I am.
Especially their names, because there's just so many of them. Some
so
of them
many
die.
Characters.
And then you're like, who's this new person?
Sure.
So this game is called Game of Bones. I'm going to say a word, and Ryder, you have to guess if it is a Game of Thrones character or a bone in the human body.
Okay, let's do it.
Now, excuse my ignorance if I, like, say something, if I pronounce a word wrong.
Oh, you'll be pronouncing
apologies.
A few of them wrong, I bet.
Apologies in advance. Scapula. Scapula.
I would say that's a bone.
That is a bone. That's a shoulder bone. High Sparrow.
High Sparrow. That Game of Thrones.
That is correct. Hamate. Hamate.
Can you spell that, please?
Hamate. H-A-M-A-T-E. Hamate.
I'm going to go with Game of Thrones.
That is wrong.
Ugh.
That is
Sorry.
A hand bone. Okay.
Next.
Fabella.
Bone.
That is correct. It's in the femur. It's actually only in 30% of human bodies. It's kind of interesting. Lancel. The Lancel.
These are tough. Game of Thrones.
That's correct. Obera.
Game of Thrones.
Correct. And last but not least, Calcaneus. Calcaneus.
The Calcaneus is actually Calcaneus. In the anus. That's
no,
right.
Calcaneus.
Game of Thrones.
Wrong. It is a heel bone.
Sorry.
How? Isn't that so hard?
Yeah.
It's so funny, though.
Well, especially with your meticulous pronunciation.
Yeah. So that is Game of Bones. Let us know if you enjoyed it.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Popular, hey?
Hey. Yeah, he's up there totally, yeah.
It's, I like how you called it he. It has a personality.
Yeah.
It's without question top five beers for me that I've ever found.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, so, with the jerk face too, I have to give you guys props because me as a female, I'm not, like, a lot of girls are into beer and I've recently gotten really into it. But if I go to a brewery or to a liquor store, the ones I'm going to purchase or be interested in are the ones that are aesthetically pleasing. And I just think that jerk face is one of those ones where I see it on the shelf and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to buy that.
Well,
and then you try it and you love it.
Ruby Tears is yours as well, right?
Absolutely.
And that's one of the most pleasant looking labels.
Yes.
Yeah, we call her our, that's like our flagship beer. So that's kind of
nice.
The first one that really we put out that really made us, you know, who we are.
Yeah.
You know what? If I'm
good
not mistaken, I was a judge at this thing a couple years ago.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure Ruby Tears smashed. I don't remember if they got first, second, or third.
We'll just
but
say it got first. We'll, just
we'll
say
it got
for
first.
Sure. First
we'll
in your heart.
It yeah. was. I,
and your belly.
I'm pretty sure I voted it first. Yeah. Well, welcome to the studio. Thanks for coming
hey,
and having
thank
some
you for
beers.
Having us.
Tom, can you tell us anything else? What's like new this year? Food vendors? What's going on?
Definitely. The new part this year is going to be really cool is the cask aspect that once an hour, we're going to have some celebrities on hand. We're going to be tapping casks and going through it from local breweries that we've partnered with, which is a really great aspect. We have a lot of live music that is going to be happening from local producers and local acts, which is fantastic as well. And we're just looking to expand and get that much bigger and better. So we now have the full venue for Shaw. Last year was only 3/4.
Right.
That's how much bigger it's actually
That's
got.
A monster
mm-hmm. yeah.
space to fill.
For sure.
With a bunch of good beer.
This is where I should bring all my single girlfriends.
Yes.
That's
if you're
where
looking
we
for
need to
guys
go.
With beards, that's where you're going.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yep. We're going to
flannel beers
make
and
a
denim.
Day slash
denim
night.
Tuxedos for days.
Yeah.
Don't say that you're going to make a ladies' day slash night. If you go during the day, you're not making it until the night.
Oh, we'll see. Mix in a few waters. Who knows?
International Beer Fest shaking down. All the details, hot107.ca. And once again, where can people get tickets?
Internationalbeerfest.com or text in beer to hot107.
Mm-hmm.
All right.